This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. One thing we find entertaining is going onto Facebook and finding people who really do hate each other. And I don't like that word hate, but they seriously cannot stand each other.
All these cat fights and, you know, different kinds of bro fights, cat fights, claw fights, fish fights we find.
Ah, fish fights. Those are the best. And this one is pretty neat, if I can say that. If I can age myself a little bit, this is neato.
It's pretty neato. It's downright tubular, man.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
It's a nice threesome we have today.
Absolutely.
With two guys, the second best kind of threesome.
Absolutely. Now, of course, this is what we do. We read these fights word for word, and then the two people have decided to come on board to see if they can hash it out. Will they? Well, we will find out. But first, Shady, you will play Zach.
Yes.
I will play Royal. And Aaron, you'll play David.
Yeah, looks like a nice third guy named David. Okay. Yeah.
All right, are you guys ready?
Let me get my Facebook fighting voice.
Oh, gosh, here we go. This voice.
Let's see if I could do this today.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
As I sit here in the hospital with a catheter up my hole, I have to...
Off to a flying start.
I'm so sorry. I have to wonder why I ever dated Royal. When we first started, it was all hot sex and fun. Now it's a nightmare. She takes my car without asking and brings it back with no gas. She takes my food and clothes without asking. Seriously, is this relationship or is it a robbery? Who doesn't tell their boyfriend about their UTI before sex? Now I have one and I don't know what's happening to me. Now I'm in the hospital. Oh, and I forgot to mention that she has not visited me.
Well, good thing you aren't dating her anymore, Zachary, because you decided to be a giant asshole and talk about me behind my back. So listen, I'm breaking up with you. All that hot sex you love so much, none of that is for you anymore. Prepare for that well to be dry boy, because I can find a better guy in like 5 seconds. You can go beg girls to pity you, because they will.
Too late. You don't get to break up with me. I broke it off the second I got that UTI. What kind of sociopath does that to somebody? No one deserves to be treated how you treated me. After this, you'll never find anyone because I'm telling the whole world what you did.
Snap of my fingers, 1, 2, 3, and I'll have those boy herds running. I bring the boys to her knees.
Pretty sure, Royal, you're the only one who's on her knees.
Hey, Royal. Zach sounds like a total jerk. You deserve to be treated like a queen. You're gorgeous and smart, and I'll treat you right.
Oh, hey, David. Yeah, you're cute and so much better than Zach, by the way.
This is the most pathetic thing I've ever seen. I looked at your profile, David, and it was made a minute ago. Your profile pic is off Google search, and Royal, you just made a fake profile to make it seem like a guy was into you.
Whatever.
So
I'm as real as they come, bro. I should deck your ass for saying that kind of stuff. I'll put your face into the ground.
Sure, let's do it. Like, actually, right now. Tell me where you are so we could get froggy, unless you're fake.
Wow, leave him alone. David is a great, real guy, and you're being disrespectful. I don't want you two fighting, not over me, at least.
It's okay. I wouldn't want to hurt him anyway. And besides, Royal, I'd do anything for you. You're incredible.
Oh, you're delusional, Royal. I'm glad I'm here, catheter and all. Because honestly, you're worse than a plastic tube in my hole.
Delightful.
You okay?
He has such a way with words.
Come on! This is ridiculous. Wow. So that actually just happened.
All right.
I can't.
I'm imagining all this occurring.
Yeah, it's
beautiful.
It's a beautiful relationship. Well, right now we actually have Zach on the phone. Good morning, Zach.
What's up, y'all?
How'd that catheter feel, boy?
Well, it's out. It was not a pleasant process, but gone now. I'm healed.
Peeny weeny.
All good.
You're doing good. Now, this is a serious situation, actually, for you to have had to go through this. I mean, are you shocked?
When you're in a relationship, you got a lot of trust in someone, and, I'm very careful in general when it comes to, you know, sex, but you kind of expect the person that you're with to not give you, you know, a UTI or an STI, and it's really just like a huge betrayal, and, I was really upset, and, you know, it's one thing if you have to, like, take, like, some pills, but this is, like, some next level Like I said, I was in a hospital with a catheter. You know, that's f***ed up.
Yeah,
you know,
girl, I'm upset. It's not uncommon for a girl to get a UTI. It just happens.
It could have been your fault.
We could have our underpants could be on too tight. You can get it through, you know, your womanhood. I mean, we don't always know sexual intercourse that can happen too.
Yeah.
If the thing is dirty or not. So we don't always know. I just want to put that out there. So
and second of all, Zach, how long were you guys dating before you did the dirty? Honestly.
Before we did the dirty? I mean, I got the UTI, like, after we've already been doing it for a minute, you know, because I'm not going to, like, just
a
go in.
A whole minute or, like I'm looking for, I know what it means by saying, like, a minute, but, what's an actual, like, time frame of how long you guys been, like, going out before you started doing it?
A day?
It was about, like, 7 or 8 months. It was pretty good time.
Oh, wow. Precious.
Okay, so it's not something,
like you
just met her and you didn't know anything about her. It's, you actually knew her. Ooh, that's...
Aww.
And she didn't visit you in the hospital?
Oh, Royal.
Yeah, Royal, speaking of, she is on the phone. How's it going, love?
Well, you know, anytime I have to talk to my ex-boyfriend, it's awful. So, not great, guys.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Well, it's not the best thing to highlight, of course, on the radio. We get that. I mean, this is somewhat embarrassing. Now, did you know that you had a UTI? Just try to explain it to the guys. We don't always know.
No, I didn't know. And if I did, I didn't have to tell. You know, why would I have to tell him? It's something that I'm dealing with. He wasn't going to get it.
Because it affects me.
You know,
because I was the one in the hospital with a catheter.
Another girl that he slept with. Ever think of that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
maybe it wasn't even me.
Right.
Oh well.
Maybe I didn't tell you.
I'm not. That's not true. That's not true. I'm not. I wasn't sleeping around with anyone. That's just a lie.
I don't know that.
I mean,
couldn't have been sleeping around with anyone. I mean, you could have been, you know, on State Street and, you know, what is it like in one of those alleyways with a garbage bag? We don't know. We don't judge. All we know is that somebody got it and somebody gave it.
Yeah.
Are you two going to be able to settle each other down, or are you guys going to hate each
no,
other forever?
Oh, no. I've got my new man. You know?
Oh, David. Sure. David's your new man.
Oh, David. Yeah, David is so good. That whole stuff on Facebook.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. David is so real. David loved me so much.
Oh, yeah. That's a good place to meet someone in Facebook comments. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can I be honest?
He's a real stand-up guy.
You don't know. Maybe I've known him for years. You don't know that.
I know because I look at your guys' Facebook profiles, and David's hasn't posted ever. David doesn't exist. He's not a real person. I got
to
call you out on this.
Media. He's not a social media guy.
He just chooses not to be on that.
No, she's a sociopath. Like, who creates fake profiles to defend yourself after giving someone a UTI in a catheter?
Me.
That's you.
Well, why? I mean, why are you posting with your on Facebook?
That's true. Well, listen, you know, I would just highly recommend maybe next time if either of you feel you have a UTI, you just go to your local Walgreens and buy that Monistat.
Go to the Dane County Health Clinic and get that checked out.
You could go there, but I first would recommend going to Walgreens and getting some Monistat 7.
And you get some Rolos while you're there.
And some Rolos. There you have it. So, you know. Hopefully this doesn't happen again, and hopefully maybe it just never happens again with you two.
Oh, I will never see Zach again. You can count on that.
Oh, 1, 2, 3. I counted on that.
Well, David's
don't come back to me after David is quite obviously imaginary.
I've got so many more men that are so much better than you.
A lot of guys.
I'm sure. Put a ring on it.
She can't help that she's popular. Open-ended advice with Krista.
It's Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. It is time for open-ended advice. Of course, this is my opportunity to help you in any way that I can in a situation that you're just like, oh, Krista, I need some help. And today we actually have Morgan on the phone. Good morning, Morgan.
Morning. How are you?
Hi, love. I'm good, but I guess you could be doing a little bit better. What's going on?
Well, I have a bit of a situation. I need to get over my ex, and it doesn't matter how many ways I have tried. I have literally moved from one town to another just to try to get away from him. I changed jobs. Basically, I used to work downtown.
Yeah.
And he was a musician. He was also, he would like help out once in a while bartending. And we worked together for a really long time. We worked for like 4 years together. You know, we're young, so we would go out. He would play the guitar and stuff, and we would party. But it just got to the point that, like, if I drank, it would become an argument. Like, it got so bad that we got into physical altercations. The cops were called on us a couple of times because it got really out of hand. But it's like one of those things that, like, he would call me up and, yeah, we would, like, sleep together or, And then on top of that, like, I found out that he cheated on me with a coworker too. Ugh. And they just, like, she was all about it. Like, she just didn't care. And I don't know. It's like, I'm trying to better myself. I'm trying to go back to school and trying to, like, straighten out my life. But this dude is like, I don't get it. Like, he sweet talks me into coming over. He sweet talks me into, like, hey, I'm going out with my friends. Come out with us. I don't know. I need to move on. And it's just getting harder and harder. And it's been so long that I feel like I'm caught, like, in a hamster wheel.
Sure.
Like, that's exactly what I'm caught into. Like, this.
So how long were you with him for a while?
Like, on and off for like 4 years now it's like, I don't know. I just can't get rid of him.
Sure. These situations, man, when you're just like, man, why can't I not cut you loose? And, you know, we don't always have control over our emotions. Our heart is different from our brain. I think we all know that. This is what I would have to say to you, because he sounds like a jackass. I'll have to say that, because it sounds like he treats you no well. You need to delete his phone number, number one. We're not good at memorizing numbers. So if I ask you, do you know his number offhand?
No.
See, you don't. See, so get rid of that phone number. Also, I'm going to assume, I'm just throwing it out there because this is not uncommon. How many times do you go on to his social media sites to check out what he's doing?
Too many.
Yeah. Get rid of those. Okay, block him, because it's just, you deserve better and you deserve to be happy. And for you to allow this to keep going back and forth, this is just causing you turmoil and you will never be able to be past him. I would say just seriously get rid of anything that has to do with him. Burn all his pictures. Just get rid of anything that reminds you of him. And I think the best part about this would be is you need to move on and you need to find someone that's super hot and super sweet and that kisses you really good. And you will definitely be cured.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I need to do that. I need to do those things. It's like, I'm at that point in my life that I'm like,
yeah,
I need to move forward.
Girl,
I really do.
And you're going back to school, which sounds awesome. So you're just already making a better life for yourself. So get rid of the baggage that's bringing you down. You're better than that. And so allow yourself to be happy for once.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'll definitely do that. Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, my God. No problem, girl. Take care, all right? Thanks for calling.
Thanks. You too.
All right, love. Bye-bye.
You see the love of your life, but you're too scared to talk to them. Krista and the Morning Rush help you find love with missed connections.
Yes, it is not the time to be so shy that you can't say, hey, it's summer. Let's have a fling together.
Fling, a threesome, a foursome, whatever you want to do.
Whatever you're into, my man. But it's true. There's a lot of people that are out and about. I mean, I was out downtown. A lot of people just good looking here in Madtown, walking around, going to different places, restaurants.
And they were all me.
And they were all Aaron.
I'm the only attractive person anyway.
But yes, it is true. You're out and you just find someone you just find so awestruck. You can't say anything. That's why you go to Craigslist. Called Miss Connections, and we read them for you word for word.
Indeed. I'll go first. Okay. Mine is Men for Women, and it's titled Lick, Laugh, Love.
Oh, it's so nice.
Sorry for the little weird title. I'm just referencing the inspirational sign above your bed.
Oh.
The blue one that says Live, Laugh, Love. I first fell in love with you when I saw you at Hilldale Mall eating a Gigi's cupcake.
The best.
You got some frosting on your nose and were stretching your tongue to lick it off. Seriously, it was so cute and kind of impressive. I can think of some good uses for that tongue. I never introduced myself, but I felt so connected to you from that. I would love to meet you and get to know you. Like what you don't.
Exactly.
Okay. We can fly wherever you want. You'll be my special girl and I'll treat you right. Don't worry about me, even though we've never met. I'm not a creep or anything. Wait.
Yes, you are.
How does he know it's above her bed?
I love those signs, though. That's a common sign that a lot of us enjoy to have in our home.
He's clearly stalking her.
Clearly through the window.
All right.
All right. This one is Women for Men. It is titled, Who Helped Me With My Mac? Now Help Me In Bed.
Okay.
Honestly, I don't quite know, even if you live in this country. I'm looking for Ronald, who helped me last week on Apple support.
So hot.
I thought my laptop was dying, but you knew what the problem was. You're not like all the useless guys I meet every day. You had this curly light brown hair and these cute rimmed glasses. It was kind of geeky fab, you know, and I'm into that look. I've been looking into the Apple stores around Madison, but I haven't seen you. Please, 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 please tell me you don't live in another state or whatever. The things I want to do to you kind of require to be very close, LOL. If by some miracle you find this, get ready, boy. I'm going to take a bite out of your apple.
Do you think she's going to find him?
Absolutely not.
She can find me.
She can find you, and you could take a bite out of her peach.
Wink.
Download the podcast. Download the podcast now.